92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I love that lyric, Monday morning. It was all I hoped it would be. Well, you know why. Because Malcolm Ballinger is here in the studio
for Ballinger Portage Publishing.
You just can't listen to that and not feel upbeat.
I love that song. Yeah. I mean, and this is your song. We've clearly established that this is Malcolm's song.
It is my song.
Yes, it is. How are you? You're looking very chipper. Did you have a good weekend?
I had a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, you got a big smile on your face.
Yes.
Something must have happened good this weekend.
Well, I'll take it in order. On Friday evening, I did go out to the beach.
Oh, good.
It was after the blues.
Okay.
A friend had a room on the top floor of the Hilton and had a reception.
Oh, nice.
Met some very interesting people.
I bet.
Yeah, you know, had a wonderful view.
Yeah.
But Saturday, I set off early in the morning. About 6:30 for New Orleans to visit my granddaughter.
Oh, little Gracie?
Yes, little Gracie.
Not so
well,
little.
Not so little.
Because I remember when she was little, so.
Yes. And so it was unfortunately the only Saturday that I could get her mom and Gracie together because I wanted to see my daughter-in-law too.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a great time.
Oh.
Had lunch.
How old is she now?
She's 18.
Okay, so she's definitely not so little.
No. We had lunch at the Times Grill, Times Burger, if you've ever been to New Orleans. North Shore.
I have not been that place, though.
Yes.
What was that like?
It's wonderful. It's like the North Shore's best burger.
Oh, okay.
Generally accepted as so.
And it's called Times Grill?
Times Burger, I think.
Times Burger?
Times Grill. Times Burger, I think.
Gotcha.
And then, as always, I take Gracie to the bookstore. She loves books, devours them.
Really? I'm glad to hear that because now everybody has books in their phones or audiobooks.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than a hardcover book in your hands.
No, she doesn't like that Kindle thing.
Yeah, good for her.
So she takes Pop-Up's credit card.
Do you go by Pop-Up?
Pop-Up, yes.
Oh, that was my dad's nickname from his grandkids, my sister's kids.
So you hope that she doesn't do too much damage to that credit card.
You left it with her?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Well,
if only I was your grandchild.
I don't send her a birthday or Christmas present.
Okay.
Because we all have this problem. We have granddaughters, grandsons, relatives. You have no clue what to buy them.
I know.
Absolutely. So, you know, in the old days, you buy them a pair of socks or a handkerchief.
Christmas shirt.
Yeah, something. So I figured, let's be smart about this. And she loves books, as I said. And so whenever I go, and I try to go fairly often, we go to Books A Million or Barnes and Noble in this case, and just find the books that she wants to read, and that'll keep her in books for a little while anyway.
I think that's great.
Mm.
I think it's great. And I'm always hesitant because I do the gift card thing, and I feel like I'm cheating. I feel like it's very impersonal. So I at least try to get gift cards to something like, you know, a Barnes & Noble or Books A Million, or a particular restaurant that I know somebody likes.
Yeah.
You know, but still, it is hard to buy gifts these days for what people like.
I hate to give gift cards because it seems kind of cheesy.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, well, he didn't give it much thought, so he got me.
I agree, but
card.
I do it.
Yeah.
So I have no excuse. Well, I'm looking at Downtown Crowd, and if you don't know or aren't familiar with Ballinger Publishing, they publish some wonderful books and magazines and papers here in town. One of them is Downtown Crowd. The July issue is out, and it has a whole calendar of everything that's going on, which is great, and some interesting local articles. You also have Pensacola Magazine, which is also out on newsstands now.
Yes.
But one of the things that I noticed in Downtown Crowd that I think we need to mention, because 14th, the 18th is that Friday?
Which is Is that Friday?
Is that Friday? Let me look. I'll have to look.
Yes, I think it is.
It's Friday. You've got the Pensacola Pet Cover Contest for Pensacola Magazine.
It is the deadline.
This is the first annual, it says.
Yes.
Okay, so talk about this, and what is this all about?
Well, you know, we do a very successful cover contest for brides.
Right. It's always great.
And so we were, I don't know how we got onto the subject in a staff meeting, kicking ideas around. And I think it was me who came up with the idea. Why don't we do a pet contest? And so that's how it started.
Right.
And it's going to be the August edition. Every entry is featured inside, but the winner is the front cover.
Okay, so you could potentially have your pet's picture on the cover.
Your pet could become world famous.
Yes, on the cover of Pensacola Magazine. But even if they don't make the cover, they're guaranteed to be in the magazine anyway.
Correct.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Because typically you do something like that, but then if you don't win, you're out. So the fact that you're actually going to have pictures of all the different pets and photos is really neat,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
Okay, so how do we do it? How do we get in there? And what kind of pictures are you looking for?
If it's to be the front cover, obviously it needs to be something really cute and unusual.
Okay.
Well, I guess all pets are cute to their owner, at least.
Well,
so,
the love affair.
Maybe an unusual situation, maybe unusual attire.
Sure. No humans in the picture, I understand, right?
Absolutely no humans.
Okay.
You don't have anything
no
to do with humans.
Because
you want to focus on the pet.
Okay.
And when we say pet, it's, well, whatever your pet.
No holes barred, huh?
Yeah.
Pony? Iguana?
Horse?
Horse?
Actually, we haven't...
Dog? Cat?
We haven't had a horse entry.
They have beautiful faces and coloring and...
I'm surprised.
Yeah, because we certainly have rural areas here in their listenership and your readership.
Now, most of the entries are dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Some cats.
Okay.
Several cats, actually. Cute ones.
They're all cute.
As you know, I'm a little bit
I wouldn't
of a cat
be able
person.
To pick. I already know. I don't envy your editor to have to make a decision. Are you going to make the final decision?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. Okay. Absolutely not. I'm a little smarter than that.
He doesn't want to get in trouble.
I don't want to be attacked by somebody who says, you didn't vote my dog.
Right? So how do we do it? How do we enter?
It's very simple. You go to ballingerpublishing.com, and if you scroll down a little bit, there's a sort of greeny, bluey colored ad which says Pensacola Pet Contest is here. You just click on that. And then there's the entry, and you can download the picture.
And I think there's room for a little comment about your pet. It does say...
Absolutely. Please. Yeah, a comment.
A little comment on that. Yeah. It also says they do not accept copyrighted or professional photos for submission, and people are not allowed in the photos. So you have to do that by this Friday. That's the deadline.
Yes.
Okay.
We already have a lot of entries, but there's still plenty of time.
Okay.
We can print more pages of more pets. That's easily done.
It sounds like fun to me. So get those photo entries in today. So you don't forget, because Friday will be here before you know it.
Yeah, I wish somebody would submit their horse.
Just wouldn't it be great? Or a pony? Or
a pony and something. A snake.
A variety of pets.
A variety, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. This is a Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg, talking to Malcolm Ballinger, who's the owner and publisher with Ballinger Publishing. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we will be back and be thinking of if you have any questions about Ballinger Publishing. You can always text that in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is the time that we hang out with Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing. We were just talking about that pet photo contest. So if you just tuned in, you can still get your pet photo entry in by this Friday. And all you got to do is go to ballingerpublishing.com and click on the link and text your photos in.
It's that easy. Yes.
So what else is happening in your world, sir?
Well, I'm looking forward next Saturday to the running of the bulls.
Oh.
Have you ever participated?
No, I don't know a thing about that. You need to tell me about this.
Well.
Sounds a little scary to me.
They have the roller derby, you would say.
Okay.
Roller derby.
So it's not the Pamplona, Spain.
Well, it is. They are like, they have like bull horns on their head.
Oh, funny.
And they skate around.
This is in Pensacola?
In Pensacola.
How have I missed this?
I don't know.
Wow. Okay, tell me all about it.
And, the participants start from Seville Quarter, sponsored by Seville Quarter.
Okay.
And you go sort of around the block, and then they release the bulls, the roller derby girls.
Oh.
And they, you know, they don't knock you down. They just give you sort of a playful tap with one of those pool things.
So they've got, so they're on skates with horns on their heads.
Yes.
Okay. Now, oh, I'm looking at the pictures now. It's on page 18 of Downtown, this month's Downtown Crowd.
Exactly.
Oh, funny. Okay.
And,
so how do you win? I mean, you just have to get past all the bulls? Is that it? Or
yeah, I'm not sure there's really a winner because it's such a chaotic thing.
Oh, I see. They have, lovely. They have baseball bats that they hit you with. But they look like plastic ones. They don't look like they would hurt you.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Actually, the fun is not winning the race. You sort of hang around and get playfully tapped by the roller derby. Well, by the bulls. Actually.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, I guess the lady bulls.
Be careful.
Yeah. Let's not
just
get
leave
into
that alone.
Yeah. And they playfully tap, and it's just a lot of fun.
So what time is it? Because I've missed this.
I believe that it starts at 9 a.m.
Okay, so it's this Saturday. Yeah. I'm looking for a time on the article here. If you've got a
9 a.m. at Seville Quarter.
9 a.m. at Seville Quarter is the starting
Followed, of course, by an after party.
No question. I have no doubt about that.
That is really the object of the exercise.
Kind of like the St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
The St. Patty's Day run. Yeah. There's definitely an object going on there as well.
But it all the action is before it gets really too hot.
Sure.
So again, I just kind of walk. I don't really run.
So you actually do this?
It was been 2 or 3 years since I did it.
Okay.
But I think I may do it again.
This surprises me. This doesn't see. I think of you as a golfer. I think of you as a book reader, and I know you go to a lot of the opera.
Yeah.
If someone said, "Oh, does Malcolm go to the running of the bulls?" Oh, no. But you
I'm
interesting.
I have a full range of interests.
I see. I'm becoming aware of that.
I was going to say I'm ambidextrous, but that's
okay, sort of.
There's a word for it here somewhere.
Multifaceted?
Multifaceted, that's
right.
Thank you.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
And, you know, I'd like a little fun just the same as the next guy.
Okay, well, I'm very impressed.
But I don't run, frankly. I do a brisk walk. Make sure that I get tapped playfully by as many of the young ladies as possible. Because, you know.
Oh, so now I'm understanding. Okay.
So now I'm an old guy.
Okay, now I get the picture. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Well, that's this Saturday.
They usually give you a playful tap on the rear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All righty then. there's so much I could say.
Yeah.
If you have a question for Malcolm, 850-437-1620.
Please don't ask about running of the bulls.
I do have someone, Janet, who's a regular listener. Good morning, Janet. Thanks for sending this in. And we will be talking about this week. But just to make sure folks don't forget, there is another big event this week on Wednesday. And it's also at Seville Quarter at the ARC Gateway Crab Cake Cook-Off is Wednesday.
Yes.
And that's a fun event.
Yes.
And I believe the VIP tickets are gone, is my understanding, but the regular tickets are still available. But you need to get those in advance because it will sell out.
I attended that for many, many, in fact, I volunteered at that for many, many years. It is a wonderful event. And if you love crab cakes, it's a great event.
Oh, yeah. And it's so much fun because you do have a lot of our local chefs, the really good guys that do it. But I like about this, too, is you have the regular Joes, regular Jills that are just happen to have a great recipe for crab cakes that do this every year.
Yeah.
And then win. I mean, it's amazing. I think for a couple of years, Azalea Trace won. And then I understand that. I know, right?
Yeah. Well.
And then last year, Seville Quarter won for the first time. And they've been hosting this for decades, probably.
Yeah. And very frankly, they range from okay to incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to try them all to know.
Yeah, and I think there may still be time to be in it as a chef. I have to double check on that, but you could give ARC Gateway a call and find out. Because as of last week, they were still accepting chefs.
Yes.
So there's no fee to be in it as a chef, but you do have to prepare, I think, 3 dishes for the judges, and I think they ask you to prepare like 300 crab cake bites for all the the guests coming in.
Yes.
So... But that's always a fun event. And that's this Wednesday. So thanks, Janet, for the reminder. I really appreciate
that. You.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, there's always so much going on in Pensacola. It's hard to keep track.
It is hard to keep track. There's so many different events. And it's funny because we get so geared up for the 4th and then our Blue Angels week, which we just would have had a fabulous week this past week. And you just kind of like, okay. And then before you didn't even get a chance to take a breath, there's already something coming up.
Yes, I understand there were record crowds.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
There were certainly a lot of people still on the beach when I got there a little after 5 on Friday.
And can I just give, being sort of have such an affinity and a love for the beach, can I give out a shout out, first of all, to everybody at Santa Rosa Island Authority, Robbie Schrock, has done this for years and years, working with NAS Pensacola. I mean, the whole event was flawless. The Pensacola Beach Chamber is out there. They had their market and apparently had great response to all the vendors they had this year. But I especially wanted to give a shout out to Public Works. Because after the event was over, they were out there and had that beach cleaned up by the next day.
Mm.
And when you think of the tens of thousands of people that were out there, it was unbelievable. I saw photos on Sunday, and the beach was basically
clean.
Well,
I would hope that attendees are respectful of the beach and pick up after themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect that.
Nice. Sometimes expectations are not reality.
Yes. Well,
but I will say, I just wanted to give a big shout out to everybody that was involved, because people have no idea what's involved with this, with the sheriff's office, with the police, with Public Works, there's so many people that make this happen. And for us to have this event with tens of thousands of people on the beach every year and no incidents, people getting on and off the beach safely, it's pretty remarkable.
And I saw that they handled 40 or 50 cases of overheating.
I'm not surprised. It was so hot.
Yes.
Because they had the medical tent. And then Pro Health, I believe, they had a water facility over at the Pensacola Beach Visitor Center. And I think they had 6,000 bottles of water to give away, which is a lot.
Yeah.
But really kudos to everybody that was involved, because it really is something. They'll start planning next year now.
It is a logistics nightmare.
Oh, my gosh.
To get... I'm not sure how many people onto the island.
Tens of thousands?
Yes, at least.
I mean, that's a big number to get your mind around.
Yes.
So it's really amazing. So we're going to take a quick break. We will be back with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing on Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. Still time for your questions. Welcome back to Pep Talk with Ballinger Publishing, and this is Meg. If you've got a question for us, 850-437-1620. I did want to mention, Malcolm, that today is Bastille Day, July 14th.
In that case, I should celebrate.
Absolutely.
With a glass of wine.
There's always someone
French
to
celebrate. French wine.
French wine, exactly. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. This was their Independence Day, the Revolution.
Yes.
And the whole country shuts down. They apparently have a Bastille Day military parade every year. And I was looking it up real quick. I Wikipedia'd it because I don't know very much about Bastille Day. However, they've had a parade since 1880 on this day, every Bastille Day. That's kind of neat.
It's a fascinating time in history. Of course, the guillotine.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Chop off the heads of all the aristos.
Oh, yeah. It was Les Miserables is a great great musical.
Great movie is A Scarlet Pimpernel.
You know, I haven't seen that in years.
The Leslie Howard version.
Right.
Leslie Howard and Merle Oberon.
Gosh, I should watch that again. I haven't seen that in years. That's a good, okay. So we can do that. And so the celebration is a national holiday today. They'll have fireworks.
We can be French today. Let's be French.
My last name
French
is
French for a day.
My last name is Pelletier. My father was French Canadian.
Oh.
Yeah. And my brother was born on this day. Interestingly enough. a little fun fact.
Well, we're well connected then.
There you go. And they'll have fireworks at the Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
That has to be pretty cool.
Mm.
I mean, I love the fireworks on the beach. But seeing the Eiffel Tower in the background, that must be pretty neat.
Mm.
What do you think?
I hope they can do them this year because, the temperature, it's always hard to change centigrade, and they say over 40 centigrade or Celsius, I guess you say, to Fahrenheit, but that's well over 100 degrees.
Oh, really?
So they closed the top because they were afraid that it would...
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And people would pass out trying to get to the top.
Oh, that's not good.
Mm.
That's not good. All right, Malcolm, what's that website again for those that want to enter?
That was the educational side.
Yes, there you go.
Our program.
Educational segment.
Each segment, yes.
What's your website again for those that want to enter that pet photo contest? Okay. Thank you so much, Malcolm.
Thank
it's always a pleasure. We will be back with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, in just a few minutes. See you then.